WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. Well, yeehaw! It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, dude?
How you doing?
Anyway, it's 7:35. Let's get to it. We got your topic of the day, of course, as always, brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. Now, there's a good chance you've probably walked through a Special Light door when you've gone through a restaurant or school or office building or something. And it's awesome, isn't it? Right here in Southwest Michigan, Special Light, Benton Harbor, and Decatur.
Starting to notice that more ever since you've been talking, or we've been talking about them. Yeah. The sponsor. Like, hey, you know what? There you go.
Yeah, look at your doors, man. Look at them. Today's topic, what's something you own more of than the average person? So something that you own more of than the average person. Now, you can be pretty basic with this. You know, like me, obviously, I probably own more fishing lures than the average person. Yeah. It fills up a good chunk of my basement, more than likely.
True. That's a good one.
But I thought a little bit deeper on this, and I don't know if this is good or bad, or some people are going to. I probably own more zip-away pants than the average person.
This is true.
I was doing laundry the other day. Dude, I'm not lying. I got like, I'm going to say all, 8 pair of zip-away pants. Now, if you don't know what I mean by this, these are pants that zip from pants to shorts. So you can go cold to hot, hot to cold, no problem. They're zip pants, and they're the most amazing things in the world.
That's perfect for fishing. You know, you got to get in the water, you zip them up, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure you just dress like a fisherman now. Past, like, 5 times I've hung out with you and seen you, you've had that fishing shirt on, you've had your zip-away pants on.
Just always ready. Well, I can't do it in the summertime. With the little lanyard on there.
Yep.
But yes, so I own more zip-away pants than the average person. And if someone owns more zip-away pants than me, I would like to know, because I am pretty proud of my collection at this point.
Is this guy sponsored? What's going on?
Is he sponsored by zip-away pants? You know what kills me, too, is real quick, I'm going to say this about the same thing with cargo shorts. Ladies, shut up about our pants, okay? Let us wear the pants that we want to wear. We used to have a sales girl here that would always give me crap for wearing cargo pants. I'm like, are you mad because I can wear these and I don't need to carry around a purse? What is wrong with cargo shorts and what is wrong with zip-away pants? I'm ready for any adventure whatsoever.
What do you think I'm going to carry my tots?
Yeah. Exactly. Where am I going to put my delicious, hot, tasty tots except for in one of my cargo pants pockets? If you don't think I don't have this line with Ziploc bags, lady, you're dreaming. But yeah, there's 2 things I want to say. Look, I'm never getting rid of my zip-away pants, and I'm not getting rid of my cargo shorts, so shut up about it. I'm going to keep wearing them. I don't care what you think.
You know what? You bastards already took our sword loop. Now you're trying to take away our cargos?
How dare you?
Damn you, people.
Where else am I going to keep my fireballs when I'm at the Renaissance Fair and I need to throw? There's my little...
Perfect for nunchucks, man. Just slide right in there.
Do you have something that you own more of than the average person, Hunter?
I was racking my brain. I don't really buy things in plenty, you know. I guess I have more electric vehicles than the average person.
That's a good answer. I like that answer because you do. You have 2 electric longboards and you have an electric bicycle.
Here you go. I'll go through the list, Brock. Yeah, 2 electric longboards. I got an electric bicycle. I got an electric lawnmower. I got a drone. I got 3 electric RC cars. I got an electric vacuum.
The electric lawnmower is the best part of that whole one.
Dude, the electric lawnmower is sick, dude. I don't care what you guys say. And, you know, it doesn't have the spread as your classic gas lawnmower, push mower has. But I'll tell you what, man, that thing is light. I throw it. You can't put your gas mower over your shoulder and walk around with it.
What he doesn't tell people is he bought it at Toys R Us. It was in the my first lawnmower section.
It's got little balls that pop on the top of it.
Yes. Actually doesn't mow the... You go through, and your wife goes, good job, Hunter. Why don't you go inside and get some lemonade? And then she actually goes out with the gas mower and mows the lawn. Yeah.
Make you think...
Did you know what? The list doesn't stop there. I got three of those RC choppers.
Oh, my God.
And you know why I have three of them? Because I'm just waiting to give them away to people because I love them so much. I bought, like, five of them once. I'm like, you know what? Random gifts. I'm just going to have them.
Perfect. I love it. Yes.
Jesus, I got a problem, dude.
You are the electric man. That's what it is. Right? All right. We got to take a quick break. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 925-WIRX. You can comment on Facebook. What's something you own more of than the average person? We'll be back with more of your special light topic of the day in just a few. Stick around.
Brock IRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, 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 hey. Good morning. 746, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
All right, let's get to it. It's your topic of the day.
Entering a WWE ring right there.
Getting ready for it. Just already wet for some reason. Your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. What's something you own more of than the average person? We got some great comments on Facebook. Brian said VHS tapes and CDs. Time to upload those, man.
They take up a lot of room.
They do.
You know? I already kind of know what your basement looks like. You got some shag carpet, don't you?
That one VHS. Well, I can't get rid of the VHS because I got all these VHS tapes, you know?
You know, yeah. Just a basement full of VHSs. You know, it's one of those days that you're going to go back and watch those and be like, man, remember this?
Yeah, remember how terrible it was when you had to track them and everything? When the one part would get worn out, so you had to track it, make sure it was good. Let's not be nostalgic about it. VHS tapes suck, man. The only good thing about them is that when the video ends, it just stops. It doesn't make that loop at the menu that plays all night long. That's the only good thing about a VHS tape.
True. And you never got one that was just pre-rewound unless you got it right from the store, the video store.
No.
Or bought it brand new.
And then you had to buy the speed rewinder that cost like $900. Insane.
Was the other one that's shaped like a car?
Yeah. Yeah. Did we have one like that? I can't remember. I know my grandma had one. Not shaped like a car, but you know. Let's see. Bruce said something that he has more of than the average person, Godzilla figures. Okay, then.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Melissa said hundreds of grocery bags. Are you one of those that hoards them every single time? I only have maybe like five or six in the little Lazy Susan. I've stopped hoarding them like they're gold. You know, I don't know what a lot of people are thinking, that at some point in time grocery bags are going to be our currency, but you can get rid of them or get a reusable grocery bag.
I have like 1,000 of them somewhere, but the wife hides them. I can never find them when I need them. Hey, I'm always yelling at her. You put in the grocery bags. You should keep them underneath the sink.
Wait, what do you need them for? What do you need grocery bags for all the time, though?
I don't know. We carry stuff in. I don't know.
That's what always baffled me is when I really think about it. I know my folks had it too. It's just like we hoarded every single grocery bag, and it's I don't know like if there was ever a time, and maybe I just as a child I didn't realize. That having grocery bags always, like 10 grocery bags is all you need, folks. You don't need 1,000 grocery bags wedged in there. You got the one big grocery bag with every other grocery bag wedged in there.
Yeah, but just ball up the bunch of plastic ones and put them in one big plastic, you know?
I mean, I guess it's better than it going to the landfill, maybe. So maybe we're doing better. Maybe by keeping the thousands of grocery bags, we're doing better stuff for the environment. But
yeah, that's it.
There you go. That's why. It's not because I need to haul stuff. I'm helping the environment. let's see. Jeff said NASCAR diecast, beer steins, and hats. I actually have seen that. Big Papa J, I have seen his. He has quite a collection. Michael said water extinguishers and dry chemical extinguishers. He's got about 30 of them. He must collect. Do you collect those, or do you set a lot of fires, Michael? That's what I'm wondering about.
Water extinguishers.
Yeah. I think it's like the old-style ones. Remember the old, like, glass ones back in the day? You know, back when things just got out of control and burned like crazy because we were using glass water fire extinguishers. let's see. Jason says baseball caps. He says he has hundreds of them.
Does he pin him up on his wall like he's in college?
I kind of want to see that because I think every guy, either we grow out of it. I shouldn't say anything either because I have literally a banister full of baseball caps.
Me too. I got hats everywhere, man. Everywhere. I don't wear half of them.
Do you remember going to Lids? Like how great that was going to Lids?
Yeah, I remember how expensive it was.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Is it still around? Is Lids still around? I mean, not in our mall, not in the Orchards Mall, but.
No. Wait, if you go to the University Park, though, in South Bend, they got a Lids store in there, I believe.
Man.
Tiny little store.
Yeah. I get all my hats now.
It's just like, are hats really that expensive?
I don't think. No, because I get mine at Walmart. I pay $5 for my hats. I remember growing up, I was like, I'll never wear a hat with Velcro on it. Now I'm like, whatever. It's Velcro.
I told you the story before, but one of my buddies was that we were at a basketball game one time. He just got new, like, what is it? The 50-50 hat or whatever they are, the flat bills. Kept both stickers on them, front and bottom, you know? Fresh hat, right off the rack. He just bought it. He was wearing it backwards, so we were sitting behind him, and I just kept scratching his hat. Dude, he was getting so pissed off. Stop it! Just buy, you know how expensive this hat is. I'm like, dude, I got a sticker on it. Let me get it. I got you. Don't touch the sticker.
Yeah. There was that weird time for a while. I think that was during the Nelly and Chingy era, where that was big. In the early
Band-Aid under your eyes,
yeah,
bro.
In the early 2000s, where everyone thought it was cool, maybe even Fred Durst might have still had the sticker on his hat. That was a dark time for us. That was a dark time for us, and I don't like to talk about it.
I got some nails, man. I know you bite your nails. You can't get it.
You know, you can ask them to take that off at the store. You know that, right?
Don't touch it.
Hey, don't touch the sticker. All right, let's take a quick break. More of what we own more of than the average person when we come back. Stick around.
Owner.
Yeah, dude. Good morning. It's 7:59. Brock Hunter.
Morning. How you doing?
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Harbor. What's something you own more of than the average person? Let's see. Dana said blankets. Melissa said concert shirts. I might be right up there with you. Carrie said books. Nerd. Lisa said shoes. Oh, my God. I want some of my shoes.
Yeah, I was waiting for the shoes.
Shoes.
I don't know about anybody else, though. A lot of women own a lot of shoes.
Angie said chapstick. She's got those moist lips. Nice. Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, our buddy Brian Sorensen, he said comics. I could see that. I could see. He's got so many comics. Let's see. Brian said common sense. Not even close, Brian. Come on. Come on.
No, Brian.
Come on. Yeah, of course, Brian. Common sense. let's see. Ben said he owns more than the average person weed. we'll end with Billy's because Billy's is insane. He even attached a picture. So what's something you own more of than the average person? He said 5 computers, 12 gaming consoles.
Damn, dude.
Dude, the picture he posted is dope. His gaming says, hey.
He got it all. Got it all organized?
He's got it all organized, man. 5 computers. You know, that's incredible. So much porn.
That guy's
in one
house
spot.
Seems like it would be fun to go to. You know?
Yeah, probably. That's too much. I'm just Billy. I love video games. That's too much. But I'm blown away by this picture. I will give you credit though. It is super well organized. So I at least give you that. All right. There you go. Well, I don't think anybody can beat my zip pants. But still, that's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
It's pretty good. All right, let's
like in lures. You had lures.
Yeah, zip pants and I actually put my lures in my cargo zip pants, so it's perfect. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back. Stick around.